We're going to move right along then. We are now on item 25, Director's Report.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Thank you, Chair Brown. I have a director's report, including some topics that have already come up, including.
You have to speak up.
Yeah, can we get you a little bit louder?
Okay.
I think it's on, it's just really quiet.
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioners. Good morning. I've got a couple of updates for you this morning. The City of Watsonville is hosting World Remembrance Day, which is an annual event that honors victims of road traffic incidents and supports affected families while promoting road safety awareness. Community members are invited to attend the event on Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m. at Watsonville City Plaza. Join city officials and partners to improve road safety for all for a memorial walk honoring those affected by traffic collisions next Sunday. I have an update on the Zero Emission Passenger Rail and Trail Milestone 3. We are kicking off Milestone 3 today. The virtual open house is now live. It will be open through December 20th. The RTC will be hosting two community workshops to share updates related to rail and trail alignment options in development, station locations and amenities, and noise considerations. The two open houses, one will be Tuesday, November 12th from 6 to 7:30. That will be in the Mellow Center in Watsonville. On Wednesday, November 13th from 6 to 7:30, the open house will be at the Live Oak Community Center. Community members are encouraged to participate and provide input by visiting the virtual open house through December 20th. Another important project for rail in our region is the Pajaro-Watsonville Multimodal Station. This project is being implemented by the Transportation Agency for Monterey County, or TAMC. They are kicking off the environmental review for the proposed Pajaro-Watsonville Multimodal Station, and they're hosting a scoping meeting and open house on November 20th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It'll be located at Pajaro Middle School, and for more information, please visit their website at www.tamcmonterey.org. I have a staffing update for you today. As you all know, we completed a restructuring back in October, and we are looking at filling several new positions and making some staffing changes at the RTC. Join me in congratulating Luis Mendez, who I've appointed to the Director of Planning, Programming, and Transportation Services position. I've made two provisional appointments of Grace Blakesley and Rachel Morricone as supervising transportation planners to serve on a limited term basis until permanent positions can be filled. These appointments will ensure the planning department has the leadership and supervision needed to carry out the agency's critical planning responsibilities. So far, we have advertised a real property specialist, real property technician, and accountant series positions, which are open until filled. Visit our website if you are interested in any of these positions and spread the word. The positions are open till filled, and you could find them under working with the RTC. Finally, we have the Rural Highway Safety Action Plan for Santa Cruz County. This plan seeks to enhance safety for all users of the county's six undivided rural highways that serve as main streets, including Highway 1 along the north coast of our county, Highways 9, 236, and 35, and Highways 129 and 152 in South County. We're seeking input through an online survey to better understand safety and collision concerns from community members, and the survey is open through December 6th. Please visit our website for more information, and that concludes my director's report.
Thank you. Any commissioner questions or comments on the director's? Seeing none, we'll take public comment.
Actually, I do have a question.
Oh, my apologies.
Will all those events you mentioned be on our posted on our website? It should be.
But yes, which ones?
At the beginning of your talk, you said so Watsonville's having some safety and some other stuff. You know, I didn't write them all down. Great if we could go to our website and find all those events you mentioned.
Yes, I'm getting a head nod from our communication specialist. Yes, they're all on our website. Thank you.